Hello, this is Grant from the Bank at Cardiff.
Hey Grant, this is Nick calling from Rapid Advance and Record Line. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Not bad at all. I'm just following up here on that submission that we got there for Prime Labels. How's everything going there?
I'll have to check. Oh, just one moment.
Okay.
Yeah, let me get it pulled up. P Prime Dallas Prime Labeling, right? That's what I have it under. Dallas,
yeah,
Labeling,
packaging. Yeah, I mean, it looks like I was saying, I mean, based off tax returns, it looks like this is a strong file. You know, we could try to make a large offer for it. There was some issue there with Howard, you know, the 50% owner, or only the other owner wasn't comfortable getting added to the contract.
Mm-hmm.
Did we find out why?
Yeah, I forgot who I spoke to. I thought it was you, maybe, but the truth is this. The other owner wants to use this loan to buy out his other partner, so he's now the new 100% owner, which is why he wants to avoid having the other partner on the application.
Okay, I don't think that would be a huge barrier. I mean, yeah, this funding would be used to buy out the other partner.
Yeah.
And how much would that cost?
I'm not sure of the exact amount, but that's what I was told by the rep, is that the money would be helped to use to buy out the other partner. So the signer that we have listed, the Howard Horton, would be the 100% owner shortly after this funds, from my understanding. I don't know where they're at though in terms of collecting all the year to dates and P&Ls and whatnot. I don't have any new notes.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, because I was requesting that we get, you know, the 2015 and a year-to-date balance sheet, 2015 and a year-to-date P&L, mm-hmm. And we have the last 4 months of bank statements. We technically would need 6 months of bank statements to get an offer like this in underwriting as well.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, I'm not sure where they are on the P&L and balance sheets. I could get you 6 months, though, if that would help at least get an offer out. It would kind of maybe push the rep towards starting, you know, pushing the client to collect those things. Would that be enough, or is it still going to require the financials?
I mean, we could probably send out a soft offer, you know, a complete underwrite. We're going to need those other docs.
All right, let me just quickly send you February, January, and December.
So, okay, yeah, I've got February through May, so if we could get December and January, that would be good.
Okay, and you already have the 2015 full tax return?
I did get the, let me see about the tax returns. Yeah, actually, we do have the 2015 tax return, so I guess we would only need a year-to-date P&L and balance sheet, then we wouldn't need a 2015 for that, so that makes things a little bit easier.
Okay, cool. I can give the rep a call and see where this is ending up right now. Just got off the phone with her, actually, funny enough, so I'll give her a call right back. But yeah, as far as that goes, I'm not seeing any notes. It doesn't appear as though this merchant is in a big rush to get funds. So yeah, if we can maybe get a soft offer, that may be what pushes the customer's butts to start sending us everything we need.
All right, yeah, I'll go ahead and just send you a follow-up email there, and we can go from there.
Yeah, if you want to send me a follow-up email, that's definitely the best way to make sure I get anything you need done. Definitely my best way. Other banks attach, and I just sent you the December and January banks.
Okay, perfect. Thanks so much.
Yeah, absolutely. No, you have a good one, man.
Talk to you soon. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye.